Yesterday, we talked about maintaining your own personal peace of mind. It's part of our series, DIY Checkup. How do you keep track of your own mental health? Well, you want to listen back on thetakeaway.org. We've been getting a lot of responses from you on your own mental health stories. Elizabeth from Detroit wrote on our website, after having a manic reaction to Zoloft, which had been prescribed to me for PTSD following being raped in college, I was diagnosed as having bipolar disorder. Finding a psychiatrist who was supportive and willing to work with me was a maddening experience in itself. In fact, the first two psychiatrists I had told me I would never graduate from college and would be on disability for the rest of my life. Fortunately, I had been able to find a doctor at my college who listened to me and put me on Trileptal, which is a medication. It has been an effective management drug for me. It took me an extra year, but I graduated with my bachelor's in 2006.
Congratulations, Elizabeth. But, you know, as you said, Todd, we have been getting a huge number of responses to this story, which clearly it means it's a compelling story to a lot of people. But what Elizabeth is talking about, all those little twists and turns of her journey, is what makes mental health so complicated. It's not a bacterial infection you prescribe an antibiotic for. It's not that simple.
It is the disease itself that makes it so very hard to get help, you wind up in a vicious cycle. And that can be such a challenge for people. Brooke from Brooklyn shares this on our website. Most African Americans don't go for help because the stigma in the community is very strong and ugly. You've got Jesus. Why do you need a shrink, people say? And there aren't enough black therapists out there, and it is demeaning to have to spend my time and money educating a white therapist about black culture so that we can communicate. How can someone help me who has never heard of any of the black universities, did not pay attention to the events of the 60s and 70s, and when I mention that my father was one of the Tuskegee Airmen, the response is, what's that? If there's going to be a real helpful interaction here, white therapists need to learn something about the culture of the patient if they're going to be really helpful. Otherwise, it's a waste of time and becomes more frustrating for the patient.
And this is a long-time issue.
Not only cultural sensitivity, but cultural competence, really knowing how to communicate with someone who's a different culture from you. It's a big issue in the mental health community.
And it's not just mental health. I mean, that's a problem
across all medicine,
from your nurse, the person who takes you into the hospital. I have one more that I want to read from Katie in Hollywood, Florida, because some people had some tips. And Katie says, don't feel ashamed to talk to a professional. And she says this to her friends, remind people that their yoga instructor, dance teacher, bartender is not a healthcare professional and cannot solve all of their problems. I heartily agree, Katie. If you need an expert opinion, consult an expert. If you have more great stories, and we've been getting some incredible ones, head over to our website, thetakeaway.org.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.